Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. What role does Mexican-American studies play in schools? How do students, teachers, administrators, and the community feel about the course? Those were questions asked by a trio of San Antonio high school seniors who compiled their findings in a report that ultimately found that MAS, Mexican-American Studies, has a positive impact on students and teachers, and that MAS should be recognized as a core history or social studies credit in Texas schools. The student-led research and report was written in partnership with IDRA, a San Antonio-based nonprofit that works to achieve equal education opportunities in public schools. Hannah Rosales and Jonas Lokensgaard are now recent graduates of John Marshall High School in San Antonio's Northside ISD. Marcela Hernandez recently graduated from the Marshall Law and Medical Services Magnet School. They are the three student researchers whose work is highlighted in the report. In the last year, they led focus group interviews, held community listening sessions, analyzed the data, and published their findings. The report concludes, among other things, that MAS enriches the learning of Texas and U.S. history and cultivates social responsibility for both students and teachers. The three join us on Fronteras today to talk about their findings and their experience working on the project. Jonas Lokensgaard is not of Mexican-American descent, but he explains how MAS helped him feel more connected to his peers.
One of the things I carry with me, at least what I'm thinking of right now, is the different perspectives that this class offers, because I took Texas history in middle school, and I have to say, like, the perspective from Texas history and Mexican-American studies is completely different, almost opposing. So that was really interesting, and I think nowadays, like, I'm starting to think more about learning about subjects through different people, through different perspectives, and I think that offers a more inclusive view of everything.
And what about you, Marcela? What was it that first interested you about taking the course and then really deeply becoming involved in sort of trying to be its champion?
I like the word champion. Just hearing a class, Mexican-American Studies, I had never heard about that at all. And, you know, I took Texas history too in middle school. I took U.S. history, world history. And if Mexican-Americans were mentioned, if Mexicans at all were mentioned, then it was a short little thing. It was maybe the Battle of the Alamo, but not talking about how it was a massacre and only blaming the Mexicans and, like, saying that they were the instigators. And hearing the full history that MAS provided, that's what, like, drew me into it first, because you would spend maybe two or three slides on Cesar Chavez, and that's it. You wouldn't even mention the Lourdes Huerta. You wouldn't mention, like, Jovita Hidalgo or Gloria Anzulda, you know, like, people who just were looked over, especially women who were looked over in, I guess, standard history classes. And I've loved MAS so much because it's a class that has shown me that our roots are indigenous from the Mayans, the Olmecs, the Aztecs, and, like, that needs to be celebrated and acknowledge today, and just having the appreciation for my culture and just learning about something that I didn't even know about. Yeah, I didn't know about stuff about my own ancestors or my own culture.
And what about you, Hannah? What was it that inspired you to get into this MAS course and, again, be one of its champions?
We basically, like, towards, I guess, middle of the year, MAS students start coming to history classes to talk to, like, the history students, like, to basically convince them to take MAS and, like, tell them, like, all the stuff we learn about, all the stuff we do. And so that, to me, like, it was a no-brainer. I was like, that sounds so cool. I'm gonna take it. And
that's
then
so fun. Like, I'm not really a history person. Like, I really only got to history because of MAS. But, like, during those presentations, we were looking at the mural field trips that we would go on in MAS, and, like, the museum field trip, and, like, just the art and music that's also in the class. Like, it's not just a history class.
It's all intertwined. You know, the arts and culture is tied into the history. It's everything is connected. So I want to hear about the results of this study. What was it that you found? And what was one of the sort of the key findings that you put into this report?
One of like my favorite quotes from like the self-discovery part of the report was from a teacher in Northside. And I wrote it down. Like, I loved this quote so much. He said that moss is like a mirror and it's slowly cleaning the mirror of students so that the image of themselves becomes more clear. And eventually the student will take that clear mirror and show it to their peers. So I think the biggest finding of moss is something that we had talked about in the beginning of this project, that moss, you know, helps students discover who they are, if they're Mexican American, and if they're not, then they discover a culture that is prominent in San Antonio, prominent in Texas, and that these students see the value of this class, not only as a history course, but also a course that helps them learn who they are. And that's just like one of my like favorite things, because it helped me understand who I was too, and understand my culture, my ancestors.
Hannah, Marcella was just saying something about how you can hold up that mirror to your peers. And that's something that also you discovered in this report, that having peers reaching out to each other, that is in itself going to increase awareness of MAS, because there really is nothing out there institutionally that is doing that for you. So you've got to do that yourself. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So like another one of our findings that kind of goes hand in hand with what you just said was how Mexican American studies enriches students' learning of U.S. history. And so like that also leads to another finding, which is like it helps create cultural balance between everybody, where they can understand how people are different than themselves and they're better accepting of people. And I think it's really necessary, like in terms of like us that are becoming adults and we're going to start to participate in the government. And so it's good to have kind of this idea where you recognize that not everyone's life is like your own. And when it comes to voting on like policies or on people and government, you want somebody that reflects everybody and not a certain group of people, I guess. Mm.
Were there any findings in this report that maybe surprised the three of you?
So, MAS is considered an elective, and it's not a history credit. Like, we knew that going in, but we didn't understand why it wasn't considered a history credit. And that kind of goes into something else we found on the report, how some of these MAS teachers within the district saw that like either the government or administrators were devaluing MAS as a class. And by not having it as a history credit, you're saying that MAS is not good enough to be a history credit. Like, it's only an elective, it's only a quote-unquote fun class that students get to take, not something that enriches their history. Jonas, I don't know if you want to talk more about that.
I think you got it, to be honest. I had a similar surprise. I didn't expect for it to not be considered a history credit. I mean, all it talks about is history and culture. I mean, I think that's the most important thing you can talk about.
Jonas Lokenskard, Marcela Hernandez, and Hannah Rosales are the student authors of the report MAS for Our Schools, a youth participatory action research project on the status of Mexican American studies in San Antonio. The report was published in partnership with the education advocacy nonprofit IDRA. When we come back, the students who led and analyzed the research in the MAS report say they were treated like peers by their adult mentors every step of the way.
Just because I am a teenager, just because I'm one of the youngest people in that office, my voice still matters.
Our conversation continues next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Mexican American Studies was approved as an official course by the Texas State Board of Education in 2018. It's a one-credit elective that some ethnic studies advocates say should be a core history or social studies credit required for graduation from Texas public schools. That's one finding of a student-led report called MAS for Our Schools, published in March 2024 in partnership with IDRA, a nonprofit dedicated to promoting equitable schooling through policy, research, and practice. The paper was co-authored by IDRA mentors Aurelio Montemayor and Cristina Quintanilla Muñoz. We're talking today to the three student researchers who were all high school seniors at the time of the research, Marcela Hernandez, Jonas Lokensgaard, and Hannah Rosales. They surveyed students, school officials, and community members, mostly within San Antonio's Northside ISD. Marcela Hernandez says the project was empowering and proved that teenagers are engaged, interested, and active in social and political spaces.
A lot of people think that teenagers are apathetic with politics and school and just don't think that, you know, we care about what's happening if it's not happening directly to us. And that's just not true. And we saw that in this research project as student researchers. Like, we care about this course so much that we spent almost a year researching, interviewing, writing reports, writing a newsletter, like, doing everything in our power to spread awareness of MAS. And when people have, like, spoken to us, they're surprised to hear that we're doing graduate-level work as, like, high schoolers. And I think that in and of itself puts pressure on people in official positions or positions of authority because they're seeing that these teenagers actually care about what's happening. In this research project, they're talking to adults who aren't always open to the idea of ethnic studies, but still you have to go in with a smile and be like, why don't you think ethnic studies is a good course? Like, we had to call, 17 schools in our district and ask them if they have a MAS course, and if they did, who's the teacher, how many students, things like that. But if they didn't, then ask why not. And I remember some secretaries got a little defensive.
And what did they tell you?
I don't remember what school it was, but I remember I called and I introduced myself. I was like, hi, my name is Marcela Hernandez. I'm a student researcher from Marshall, and me and a group of other students are doing a research project, and I would love if you had a couple of minutes, you know? Very kind, very respectful. And I asked if they had a MAS course, and the secretary was like, why would we have a class like that? And I was already like, wow, okay, so you don't like ethnic studies, you don't like MAS. I'm like, okay, thank you so much for your time. Like, I already knew I wasn't going to push it. I wasn't going to give them my opinion.
One thing I think is kind of interesting is we've done a program here about Mexican-American studies. We went to a class in Jefferson High School, and most of the students there did not elect to take that course. That course was elected for them by administrators. And the more that they did coursework in that class, the more that, like you were talking about, that self-discovery, they were learning about themselves and they got that excitement to learn about their history. They actually got to talk to their families other than, you know, how was your day? It's all right. But you actually had conversations about family history. And so you got that discovery. And I think that's one thing that, again, going back to that peer communication, it's you communicating your experiences to other people that are going to give them the excitement. Because if you just put it on paper and you say you're going to learn this, that, and the other, it might not, you know, excite that emotion that is really so essential in trying to get somebody interested in that course. Marcela?
With Marshall, our teacher, Anthony Gonzalez, he teaches a class in a way that, like, makes students excited to learn. We see a couple of movies throughout the year, the first being Walkout, and we, you know, go through a slideshow. It's like, okay, there's a word on the screen. I want you to talk about it with your group. And it's like, define strike. And then we talk about what going on strike means and just having conversations with people in our group. And then he goes and, like, makes a joke or tries to connect it to something that is, you know, relevant to what's happening, like, right now. And then, like, through that, it kind of hypes us up for the movie and for this topic. Because if you just tell somebody, oh, we're going to watch a movie about history, if you don't explain it in a way that gets students excited, then they're not going to be open to watching it or learning. And he does this in a great way because, you know, I actually remember a lot of things all the way back from August, and I can't say that about other classes. It's the way the teacher teaches and with the way they engage with their students.
And I think that's one thing you also found in your report, right, Hannah, that the instructor really plays such an important role in sparking that interest.
Yeah. When it comes to, like, the teachers, I think why we do so well at Marshall is because we have that community where our principals, vice principals, like, everybody, like, supports the course. All the administrators support MAS, and they support what Mr. G is doing. And that, like, trickles down into all the teachers supporting what he does. And then that trickles down to, like, the students, and then the students wanting to go to classrooms and talk about it, participate in these projects.
And actually sign up for MAS.
Yeah.
Like, we have so many students now that starting this upcoming school year, there's going to be 2 MAS teachers. And then they're hoping to create, like, a MAS 2, you know, so it's growing. And with this project and the awareness it's brought, it's growing even more.
Well, this report came out in March. I'm curious if you've seen any results from it having been published already in these last few months. Have you heard from any administrators, from MAS educators, people who have reached out to you and said, thank you for doing this, or I learned this, I'm going to use what you put in this report for my further efforts?
So with this project, it kind of set the foundation for another research project for more student researchers in SAISD. And so seeing how it's not just going to be contained to our district now, it's now grown to SAISD. And the whole point of this project was to find the status of MAS. And with that, you're seeing the status of MAS and SAISD now. And hopefully you're going to see it in other districts. So I think that's, like, a significant result of this project, because without ours, then there would be no foundation for other research projects about the same topic. But with actual schools and administrators implementing MAS, we haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. We have talked at the MAS Teachers Academy, and the teachers are very supportive, and they're all excited that we got to do a project like this. So at least one thing, I think it instills confidence in our MAS teachers that people are fighting for this class.
Students are fighting for this class, too.
Students, yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about the role that IDRA had in supporting all of you, because I don't know if this could have happened without their support. Who wants to speak about the role that IDRA played in your research?
Well, they're the ones that, like, created this project, the idea for this project in the first place.
But they put it in your hands.
Yes. So I know that they recognized Marshall as, like, this hub for MAS students because it was so popular there. And so that's what pushed them to come see us, talk to us. And then I guess throughout the project we had Christina and Aurelio as our mentors, basically just teaching us the ropes about research, because obviously we can't learn everything about research, but we had to learn, like, the important aspects of data and how to get that data to actually complete this project. So they were there every step of the way to have meetings, Zoom meetings, talk about what we're doing and what ways they can help us, everything. So they played, like, a really big part in this project.
IDRA and, like, Mr. Aurelio and Christina, they helped us as much as, like, mentors, but also just, like, standing in the back of the room, kind of letting us take charge. And the role that that played for us showed me specifically that just because I am a teenager, just because I'm one of the youngest people in that office, my voice still matters. And I guess it showed all of us that, like, having student projects, student-led projects like this, it shows that young people are able to handle that responsibility if people give them the opportunity to show that.
Okay, so I want to know, you guys are moving on to college now, and Marcella, you are the only one who's taking on Mexican-American studies as a major. I'm curious to hear if Jonas or Hannah, if you're going to be, if perhaps maybe the MOS courses that you took are influencing your future careers, or if you just maybe just sort of keep planning to take those courses just so you can have that sort of personal knowledge for yourself.
Okay, so for me, we have a very different like majors. Like, I'm going to computer science. I still want to be involved. I don't think that I'll be taking any MOS classes, only because I'm only in there to get my degree and get out. So I just need to like pay for whatever classes I have to take and then get out of there. But I think I'll try to be like, as involved as I can, especially with Mr. G. Like, he's a type that calls all his old students over, and it's like, we're going to do this event here. We're going to do Thanksgiving in the Barrio. Like, come by, come help us, stuff like that. So, I mean, I'll always, like, make sure to keep involved as long as I stay in San Antonio, because I think that's really important for the students that are currently there to see that past students are still so passionate about it and they're still, like, coming back years later. I know we do have a MOS club or, like, association at UTSA, so I wouldn't mind joining that.
What about you, Jonas?
Well, I've been thinking about this lately, especially since this interview is coming up, about how this would play a role in my life. I mean, in terms of my major for philosophy, I think, like I mentioned earlier, MOS offers a different perspective, and I want to keep that in mind with philosophy because, I mean, there's so many different opinions from so many different people. So I want to keep that aspect in my mind. And I think it'd also be a nice idea to join a club or something like that. I don't think they have a club at St. Mary's, but if they
don't,
I'm going to start one. Yeah. I'm pretty certain they have a Mexican American Studies class. So, I mean, I'm going there for free, so I think I'd take a class. That'd be nice.
And Marcella, how do you see your future playing out?
I'm like the opposite of y'all. I'm like gone home about MOS. I'm majoring in it because after I graduate UTSA, I want to go to law school and work with the Mexican-American community, and more like specifically work with IDRA because how they focus on education equity, and like that has become a passion of mine throughout high school, and seeing how like children of color are disproportionately like put at a disadvantage because of their socioeconomic state or because of their ethnicity. And that goes all the way back to stuff we learned in MOS, how in like the 50s and 60s a majority white school would see a group of Mexican kids in elementary school and would believe, oh, they're Mexican, they're not going to learn, they're dumb. And they would put them in, like, a barn at, like, Lemon Grove in California. So, like, MOS has given me the opportunity to figure out what I want to do with my life, and I want to teach people about MOS. I want to implement that in my life, and I want to help my community as a lawyer.
I would like to add something about IDRA because I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I've mentioned that quite a lot. And honestly, I think one of the reasons why I loved doing this so much was because of the people. And I vaguely knew about you guys before this project, so that helped. But I think having Cristino and Aurelio leading us was such a big part, and they were just so kind, so understanding. And they listened to our voices. We weren't just like students and they were teachers. Like, it felt like we were peers and we were being understood, and they guided us along the way, but we still had an independence and we still had to think critically about what we were doing. We weren't just like the puppets in the operation. Like, we had to put some thought into what we were doing, and I think that's the most important part of the project, is like getting your brain working to how you want this to go. And I'm really grateful for this opportunity because this isn't very common, especially for high school students. And leading a project and going on TPR, I mean, what? That's pretty crazy. So, yeah.
Jonas Lokenskard, Marcella Hernandez, and Hannah Rosales are the three student authors of MOS for Our Schools, a youth participatory action research project on the status of Mexican-American studies in San Antonio. The recent high school graduates led the research, gathered the data, and published the report as seniors at San Antonio's John Marshall High School. The report was published in partnership with IDRA and co-authored by IDRA mentors Aurelio Montemayor and Cristina Quintanilla Munoz. Read the report at tpr.org. Thanks for joining us today for Fronteras. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Marianne Navarro. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. Hear past episodes at tpr.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.